God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Hungry for the Holy Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There are millions of folk that if they can't understand it, they can't put it under a microscope, they can't test it, they're not going to believe in it. It doesn't mean it's not real. He looked up and he saw the glory of God and he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God and he just couldn't be quiet about it. He said, these people are already so mad they're trying to kill him. But he said, look! That's what behold means. Look! I see the heavens open. Look. Look. I see the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. I see Him. Is it possible for a human being alive on this planet right now, flesh and blood, to be able to see into the Spirit? To see the Master? To see things of heaven? We'll see this term used later on, but we're seeing not natural vision, heavenly vision. Not natural vision, spiritual vision, discerning of spirits. He saw what was not seen with the natural eye. He said, I see him. And when they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears, they couldn't stand to hear that. Why would they care? Why would it be such a big... You know who couldn't stand to hear it? The devil could not stand to hear it. Why? Because he thought he beat him at one point. Right? The Bible said if the devil and demons had known what the plan of God was, if they had known, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. They played right into the hand of God's plan. Just like he knew they would. And he was in the heart of the earth. And the devil thought and demons thought they had won. And God spoke. And that place shook to its core. And he was raised from the dead. And he left there and left this planet. How many know that they saw him? You know, in the beginning of the book of Acts, he went up out of their sight into the clouds. Now, they were also seeing angels. Some of them were. That's discerning the spirits. Now let me stop here and talk about this. Somebody said, well, they were seeing Jesus, so that was discerning the spirits. Not necessarily. Now here, I'd say yes. Definitely. He's seeing more than just Jesus. He's seeing all the way into heaven. He's seeing the glory of God. He's seeing where Jesus is there, and he saw him. Saw him in his glory. So yes, he's seeing in the spirit. But how many remember when Jesus was raised from the dead, and he appeared to his disciples, he told them, handle me. For a spirit doesn't have flesh and bone, not blood. He shed his blood. Some say, how can you live without any blood? You can. In a glorified body, you don't have to have any blood. Man, we got something to look forward to now, don't we? He said, touch me, handle me. They could put their hands on him and feel it just like your hand. In fact, to prove it to them further, he said, do you have anything to eat? You remember that? And he ate food. Ate it, chewed it up, swallowed it. Now, a lot of people got excited right there because they realized, you mean I can eat later on? Apparently so. He said, oh, glory to God. But Jesus is a spirit, of course. But now he has a resurrected, glorified, flesh and bone body. You could see with your eye just like this. You could feel. So it's possible you could see Jesus. Somebody could see Jesus without discerning the spirits. Because he got a body that can be seen just like yours can be. And it's an amazing thing that a glorified man is sitting at the right hand of the throne of majesty. Representing all mankind. You and me. And yet, he could do some pretty amazing things with this glorified body. Go through walls. Different appearances. Go back and forth between heaven and earth. I mean, that's got to be a trip. Right? And apparently doing it in a pretty short amount of time. How many understand we're not talking about fairy tales? This is not science fiction or any other kind of fiction. This is reality. This is the Bible. If you believe the Bible, you believe this. Go with me from the 7th chapter. There's a lot of these we could look at, but I want us to get into one specific area of Paul's vision that was the centering point of his earthly ministry. Chapter 9 and verse 1. Acts 9 and 1. Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that he, if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound into Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Now, as we get into this, you're going to see this is discerning of spirits. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice. Now, discerning of spirits includes hearing. Hearing from that realm. He heard a voice that said to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? Interesting. He didn't know who he was, but he knew whoever he was. He was Lord. Now, let's just stop right here. Is this really happening?
Yes.
Is this in his imagination?
No.
He's as much against Jesus as anybody could be. But he sees him. Somebody said, are you sure he's seeing the Lord? Sure. The Bible says so in other places. We'll show you in just a minute. He is seeing Jesus with his eyes closed. If you read the rest of it, you see, even when the vision was over, it says his eyes were still closed. And when he opened them, he couldn't see. How can you see something with your eyes closed? Because you're not seeing with your eyes anyhow. Not these eyes. He saw him and he heard him. And he said, the Lord said, I am Jesus. Then he's not dead.
Right.
Nobody can find him in the tomb because he's not in there.
Right.
Why?
Right.
Stephen saw him.
Yes,
Paul saw him.
Yes,
talked to him.
Yes.
Sometime after the crucifixion and burial and all of that. He said, I'm Jesus whom you're persecuting. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what would you have me to do? One thing about old Saul now. When he saw it, he saw it. He really just believed wrong. He was deceived. But when he saw it, how many understand? He was even stronger for the Lord than he was against him beforehand. You know, there's a lot of people like that. They're mean as the devil. They are just as mean as can be. They are terrible individuals. When they sin, they sin. But if they'd come to the reality of the Lord, they'd be that same way for the Lord. I mean, they'd go stronger for the Lord than they did the wrong way. And he said, arise and go into the city, and it'll be told you what you must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. They didn't see it, did they? They didn't see what he saw. They heard something, but they didn't see what he saw. Why? The Lord didn't give them discerning of spirits. And you can't see into that realm unless he gives it to you. Now, you have to watch this because people will say, I want to see. I want to see. I want to see Jesus. I want to see angels. I want to see. Yeah, you and everybody else. Yes. You and all of us. And soon enough, we will.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I asked the Lord some years ago, some terrible things I saw were happening. And I said, Lord, it grieved me. The suffering that some people's lives were, what they were going through. I thought, Lord, if it grieves me, I know it has to affect you more. You more compassionate than me. Nobody's more compassionate than you. I said, how do you put up with it? How do you tolerate it? The pain that's in the earth. The injustice, the cruelty, the awfulness. How do you put up with it? He answered me. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but inside me. He said, Keith, son, it is very brief. And he answered me. That's how he tolerates it. Because to him, it's that long. It does grieve him. It does displease him. How can he tolerate it? Because it doesn't last any longer than that. Now to us, this is all we know. And we think it drags on and on and on. But he said, your life is like a vapor or a poof. Now you see it. Now you know. Wait. Now you're here. Now you're not. And soon enough. Oh, come on. Glory to God. Soon enough, you and I are going to be standing before the throne. The throne. The throne of the Almighty. We're going to see the angel. We're not going to be reading about it no more in the book of Revelation. We're going to see them. We're going to feel the atmosphere. We're going to see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Elijah, Elisha, Jonah, Peter, Paul, everybody. We're going to be there. Just like that. Not an exaggeration. That's the truth. The reason time seems like it is to us is because we are such children. We are so young. We've only ever known this. This is the shortest thing we'll ever do. This life. Briefest thing we'll ever do. Bible said in the ages to come, he's going to show us, reveal to us the exceeding riches of his grace. He's going to show us. You're talking about seeing some things, friends.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Discerning of Spirits, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1304I. That's R1304I. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.